Hello, my name is Dempsey Wheelock. That's Dempsey, D-E-M-P-S-E-Y, and Wheelock, W-H-E-E-L-O-C-K. I am born and raised in Tacoma, Washington. I've gone to different places in my life, but my wife and family, we are back here again. And so a little bit about where I come from. I come from a very large family, a family of 11 children, so myself included, 6 girls and 5 boys, and we are a yours, mine, and ours family, which means my father had my 2 older sisters in his previous marriage, and my mother had my older brother in her previous marriage, and I'm the oldest of the 8 that they had together. Now, I was born and raised in Tacoma, Washington. We spent some time in the surrounding areas. We lived in Ording for a while on a 10-acre farm, and then we moved into Tacoma to be closer for my father's work. He owned a mortgage business at the time. And so we lived in the Summit Waller area after that, over off of 56th Avenue by Lidford Field and off of Vickery Avenue. And I attended different schools in the area, in the Puyallup School District, and then in the Franklin Pierce School District. That's where I finally graduated high school. After after graduating, I worked for a time, but then I went and studied business and economics in Rexburg, Idaho, at Brigham Young University, Idaho. And I came back and forth, you know, from school for times, and spent times working for Pierce County, spent time working in some different factories up in the Enumclaw area and in the Tacoma area. But then I went and I chose to serve a 2-year mission for our church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I served in Sierra Leone, which is a country in West Africa. And I spent 2 years there and met wonderful people and had an amazing time being able to do something that I loved. And I eventually came home and got a job where I was able to go back to West Africa, where I spent some time in Ghana and Liberia and Sierra Leone as well, where helping to teach an adult literacy program. And which brought me to many places, obviously, and I spent a lot of time in the Salt Lake and Provo, Utah area, which is where we were based out of for that work. So for a time, I was bouncing around, you could say, as a vagabond, living in Idaho, Utah, Washington, and West Africa. And each of those places have a special place in my heart because of the people that were there and for the experiences and times that I had. And so each of those are definitely a home for me. My wife, she was in the Air Force, and we met here in Tacoma. She was stationed at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, and we met, this was now 9 years ago when we met, and we were good friends for a long time, but between going to school and Myra, my wife, as she was finishing up her military service, we dated, but we did not end up getting married until both of us had come home from serving missions for the church. And we eventually got married and spent some time while I finished up my schooling in Idaho, but then moved down to Texas, which is where she's originally from, Del Rio, Texas. And we spent a year there with her family. After that, Myra had received a master's in public administration degree, and she wanted to use that. So we then were finding jobs, and she eventually was able to get a job here in Tacoma, at the city of Tacoma. And so we've returned home now again to Tacoma, Washington. Through those experiences, we've both found homes to be places where friends, where family, where our loved ones are. That there's an important thing now in this digital world that someone once told me, that you need to be where you are. Meaning, we need to be present with the people that are around us when we're physically in a place, rather than spending time looking at screens and not mentally being in the place where we are at. And that's something that I've tried to follow as I have been in these different places. And I found that that has been something that has truly helped me to be able to call these places home and to be able to make the friends and to have the close relationships that I've been able to develop in places all over the world now. My past is filled with, I would say, a jack of all trades, master of none situation, where I have many opportunities where I worked in road construction, I worked in fast food, I worked in training teachers and administrators, and but then also, like I said, working with those that did not know how to read or write or speak English and teaching them how to develop those skills and to be able to better their lives. And I've then spent 2 years totally volunteering and not earning any money doing that. And now working for a management consulting firm that makes lots of money consulting businesses. So there's a wide range of experience that I've had. But ultimately, it's led me to understand that people are generally good, and people are wonderful, and they want good to happen in their life and the lives of those they care about. And it's helped me to appreciate the good things that people do that are most of the time unnoticed and not as celebrated as much. And so part of my dream and part of what I would like to do is to help bring that about in people's lives, to celebrate the good that people are doing, to celebrate the things that that people aren't recognized for as much as they should be. So hopefully that would be to then promote the goodness that can be shared with others around us. And that's something that between Myra, myself, and our children, currently Amelia, who just turned one a month ago, and our soon-to-be newborn son coming in March, it's something that we want to strive to teach them and to be able to pass on to them so that they might be able to focus on the good and to empower each other so that we might be able to work together more harmoniously.